It is not Memorial Day weekend without the running of the Indianapolis 500. That happened yesterday. And Jeff, it seems from before the start to the finish, there was a lot of news and a lot of excitement being made. Starting with the national anthem, Jewel did it, and she was getting slammed, but you like it. What did she do? She did like a more of a country spin. I was busy all day with doing family stuff for my daughter's birthday, so I didn't see a nanosecond of the Indy 500. And what exactly did Jewel do that upset so many people?
Yeah, she did more of a country version of it. And it was really cool. You know, she comes out in her, because she's been more country in the last few years, and she's came out in her cowboy hat, and she had a checkered flag scarf wrapped around her head, sticking out of the hat.
Yeah.
And she just did more of a, it was more of a country version of it. But and my wife and I were watching, and Jennifer remarked, she says she really liked it. She goes, it's very solemn, and you know, and she's you know, and so when you're talking about a race that is centered around Memorial Day weekend, and a big part of it is is paying tribute to our, you know, fallen military members, as well as paying tribute to our current military members. The idea of a more solemn national anthem isn't the worst idea. The only thing that I think people might object to is, you know, it's not the traditional way, so they couldn't sing. Maybe they couldn't sing along with it, whatever. But we liked it. We watched it. I thought it was very appropriate for the occasion.
Oh, all right. Well, then you're one of the few who didn't mind it. A lot of the folks did not like it. And you know, I'm looking at a picture of Joseph Newgarden. He won the 107th running of the Indy 500, and described as a wild finish. Three crashes in the last 16 laps. But I'm looking at his, you know, this outfit that he wears. He has just on the front more than a dozen logos, and you know, they're big on advertising with you know, these indie runners and NASCARs like that too. But he's got the giant Shell logo in the middle of the shirt. But Tire Rack, Hitachi, Verizon, Snap-on, Pennzoil, PPG, the IndyCar, the Chevy logo. It's something called, what is that? Oh, well, his name, Newgarden. I guess he's advertising himself too. But down the sleeve, even they put epaulets like, you know, the generals used to have. He's got advertising on those as well. Of course, his hat is the Firestone hat. Mm-hmm. These guys, whether they win or not, make ungodly sums of money with this ad. We hear about NIL for college kids. These guys were the ones who invented it. You know, these,
they do a, you know, it's really funny that when you interview them, whether when you hear them, when they're either, if they win or if they get like bounced out of the race or whatever, they do such a good job of referencing all, you know, all the, working in all the sponsor references into the interviews. It's like the old days, you know, if you're on TV and you want to reference the who's where you got the clothes from, because it would get you, you know, get them paid, you can wouldn't pay for them. But they you know, there's a lot of sponsors that go into this. Roger Penske, you know, who's been a team owner for a long time, of course, he's a businessman himself, and he's put a lot of money. He bought the Indianapolis Motor Speedway a few years ago, and he's been doing a lot of the upgrades in recent years. And one of the things, you allude to the crashes at the end, Bob, you know, one of the things that they've tried to do in recent years, because it used to be kind of boring, they would, if someone crashes, you know, you go under a yellow, and once the yellow flag comes out, you don't change positions. And so if you had a race where there was like maybe 7-8 laps to go and a crash happened, they'd wave that, they bring the yellow flag out, and the audience watching it, whether it be at home or in the stands, would basically just watch the car go around the tracks for the last few laps. And that's boring, right? So they decided they're going to make it more entertaining and more exciting by doing a red flag, shutting down the race and then refiring the cars and restarting them so that they're actually racing. So the outcome isn't already predetermined. And that's what happened yesterday. Is there was like, in the last, it was 15 laps to go, and they had a crash, and so they went to red, and then they had like two subsequent crashes, and in the last, where Newgarden won, he was ahead at one point, then he ended up in second to the last year's winner, Marcus Ericsson, and then they literally came out of pit row, and they waved like the green flag and the white flag for the final lap at the same time, and so it was basically a sprint to the finish for this one lap. And he pulled it out, and it was really cool because, you know, he grew up yeah, he raced like go-karts in Indianapolis. He'd been at the race. So he always said if he won, he always wanted to go out into the stand. So he stopped the car at the Yard of Bricks, and there was like a gate there, and he opened up, and he actually walked out into the stands after he won to celebrate with fans. So it was actually pretty cool. Newgarden's one of the more entertaining drivers and a big fan favorite. So for him to win is a big thing for the fans and a big thing for IndyCar.
Well, I mean, in the final, you mentioned the final 15, 16 laps, eight guys were involved in crashes. There was the crash with, Rosenquist and
yep.
And Kirkwood, Kyle Kirkwood.
Yeah.
Kirkwood, by the way, I wonder if afterward, you know, if he had tire rack too. Well, tire rack makes a heck of a tire that can go flying through the air, go over the crowd, and hit a car in the parking lot. You were telling me off air that it hit a woman's car, and they actually celebrated with her afterward, put her in the winner's circle.
Yeah, she's an IndyCar employee, and they're very lucky. It just cleared the grandstand. And those tires, the wheels are designed to be tethered to the car. They're not supposed
allegedly
to come off, but for some freaky reason, the tire came off. The wheel stayed tethered to the car. The tire came off because what happened was Kyle Kirkwood, he clipped Rosenquist's car, and just it was weird because, you know, they have all these cameras on board the cars. You had in-cockpit video footage of Kirkwood upside down with sparks coming in and, you know, the car riding upside down along the track. It was pretty freaky to watch. But yeah, this poor woman who's an Indy employee, they gave her the royal treatment. They let her kiss the Yard of Bricks, and they hoisted her. It was a Chevy Cruze. It was a white Chevy Cruze that she calls Snowball. Snowball didn't do too well. Snowball was leaking radiator fluid and had some dents in it. So they hoisted Snowball into victory lane and let her pose with her dented car, which is, you know, a tire comes off at that velocity and lands on it from the air. My guess is the car might be totaled.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that she's probably fortunate, because I had a Chevy Cruze and I know several people that did, and those the heater, not the you know, where you want to defrost the defroster when it's winter time, those things go out on you, and they're not cheap to fix. It's something about this, like Malibu's too. It happened to my car. It happened to my daughter Sam's Malibu. I don't know what it is about those, but they don't. They're not easy to access, and they're not. They go the defrosters, and that's a tough thing when you live in Minnesota. Be a great car in the South, not so much here. I mean, there was one year where it went out, and I was taking like a little hair dryer that I would plug into the car. Then it kept blowing the fuse. So between the two, are you an Indy car race fan or NASCAR, or do you watch them both?
I don't really watch them both, and I don't really watch Formula One. So, you know, I used to watch just the 500, because, you know, it's a big,
it's an event.
You know, they call it the greatest spectacle in motorsports. And I would say also, Mike Tirico, who used to be with ESPN, is now with NBC Sports. You know, he's been the one that's been kind of anchoring their coverage when they do the horse races like the Derby or the 500. Tirico is becoming like this generation's Jim McKay. He does a really good job of anchoring these sporting events. You get the impression that he knows what he's talking about, and this is like the most important event that day. So kudos to him, because he does a really good job, I think, being kind of the host of these broadcasts. I don't know if you've seen him on the horse racing stuff, but he does a really good job.
No, I liked him when he did football. I thought he was terrific during football games.
But in terms of your question, you know, I don't really watch NASCAR much. I haven't really gotten into Formula One. I got into IndyCar basically because my wife was into it, because when she was much younger, my father-in-law worked for a company that sponsored Ari Leyendijk's IndyCar back in the day when Ari was winning the 500.
Oh, okay.
So they were living, you know, in the Milwaukee area, and there was a track there and there was a race there and stuff. So, you know, she kind of grew up with it, and I sort of, you know, acquired the taste by marriage. But it's fun to watch. I especially like, as much as I like the 500, it's actually the road courses to me that are more fun when they're out. You know, they'll take, like, there's a race in Tennessee or race in Detroit or Toronto where they actually lay out a road course on the streets in the city, and they race through it, and it's pretty cool. I think there was one time in the Twin Cities way back 25, 30 years ago where they actually ran one of these races, like a road race here, like an Indy race, but they don't do it anymore.
Well, they had to stop because they were carjacking the race cars.
Probably, anyway. Yes. They couldn't do that today.
No. All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien, take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.